Glenn Campbell, welcome to New Zealand for the first time, and thank you so much for getting out of your sick bed to come and have one or two words with us.
Well, it's not really in bed, Murray. It's just laryngitis is... the doctor told me not to talk too much. He said not to whisper, so that was worse than just talk softly. And I can talk like Donald Duck, and I don't use the vocal cords, period, you know.
Do you want to talk like Donald Duck?
Oh, sure. I can talk like Donald Duck.
Marvellous. Glenn, this is really bad luck to get laryngitis at the start of your visit to New Zealand.
Yes, it is.
Well, you see, I understand you're the seventh son of a seventh son, and...
No, I'm a seventh son. My father wasn't a seventh son.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Well, does that not mean you... Well, obviously, that means maybe you weren't born under a lucky sign, then.
Well, I'm a seventh son.
But
my father's not a seventh son. I'm a seventh son in the family of eight boys and four girls.
And you come from a place called Delight in Arkansas.
Right.
Can you tell us what sort of a place it is? It sounds delightful.
Well, it is. It was a delightful place. I actually live in the suburbs about 6 miles out of Delight on a dirt road.
Yes.
They've graveled it, and now it's paved about 2 miles in front of the house, you know. It drove the cats nuts for a while because, you know, they used to dig up the road. Now they can't. But Delight is a wonderful place. It really is. It was 290 people when I left, but it's doubled since then.
Glenn, I've read where you've been described as a big, blonde, all-American farm boy charm boy. Do you mind being categorized like this in a particular image?
No, I've been called worse.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. And, Glenn, I would like to talk... I know we're not allowed to talk to you for very long, so I do want to ask you about perhaps some of the movies you've been in that people have seen you in here, and I think the first one was with John Wayne called True Grit.
Right, I was so bad in True Grit that I made John Wayne look so good he won his only Oscar, Murray. Well, that was an experience for me. It was the first time I'd ever done movies. It was like, you know, picking up a set of golf clubs and going out and trying to break par the first time. You don't do it. You got to learn, and then Norwood came along, and they really, pardon the expression, messed that up. They tried to make it a heavy movie, and it wasn't a heavy movie. They wanted me to do nude scenes, and I said, are you kidding? And so that's why I never did do any more of those things with Wallace, you know, unless he got a good script, because I just told him I didn't want to do them, because it was junk, and I didn't want to do that, you know. I said, if it was a song, I damn sure wouldn't record it. I said, if there's a movie script, why do a movie out of it? I said, all it's going to be is a flop.
In other words, you don't want anything to do with permissive movies?
No, I don't want to do nothing on movies or on television that I wouldn't want to do in front of mother and father, and especially mother, and, you know, the kiddos, you know. Of course, with a wife, that's something else again. But, you know, if it was myself to think about, I would go right head on and wouldn't give it another thought, you know.
Then, your kind of music, why do you think that your kind of music is so popular all over the world today?
Well, I really don't know, Murray. Well, I guess I do, because the songs that I recorded when my career started out were songs that I mostly knew, except, you know, for the Jimmy Webb stuff. But the songs on the albums are songs that I like to sing, songs that people were buying, old songs that I'd been singing a long time. And they're people music, you know. Something that people can relate to, get their hooks into, something that happens to them every day. And that's about just happiness and sorrow, gladness, laughter, just a little bit of everything, and really trying to find yourself, you know. Well, I think Galveston, during the Vietnam conflict, I think the guys could relate to that at that time period. In fact, the USS Galveston battleship, they made it their ship song, and I got a big plaque at home with the battleship of USS Galveston on it, and letters from all the guys on the ships, and it made me feel good to know that they could relate to it. But the thought that I was trying to get over in the song was the thought of the guy's projection of back home, of being back home with his girl or with his wife or with his family, his mother and father and so forth.